Secrets and Sapphires by Leela Rashid. The recording of this book has been made possible by Karen McCoon and Madge Hetherington, dedicated in memory of Karen's grandmother Jeannie, Madge's mother, and Karen's dear friend Sally. They hope it will be enjoyed by many.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. At sea in summer, 1912. Lady Ada Averley leaned on the rail of the steamboat Moldavia, feeling the hum of the ship's huge engines through the steel, a rhythmic shudder like a giant's breathing. The Black Sea glittered with the reflection of the stars above her, and the wind tugged at her hat and loosened the dark curls that framed her pale face. Her features were a perfect mirror of her late mother's, but the grey eyes and the proudly lifted chin were pure Averley. This steamboat had carried many young Englishwomen to India in its time, just as it would have carried any other commodity that was in short supply in the colonies. Less frequently did it bring them back again. Even less frequently was the Englishwoman in question as attractive and eligible as Lady Ada, eldest child of the Earl of Westlake. The wild romantic shores of Italy lay behind them. Tonight they were passing through the Straits of Gibraltar. Before Ada lay England and the prospect of her first season this coming spring. But she was not looking forward to the dances and the attention of young men. Her mind was as restless as the sea. She knew what her late mother's friends said about her. Quite beautiful, they agreed.